Welcome to the Learning Blueprint, Crafting Behavioral Change at L&D. This is the go-to podcast for leaders who are passionate about driving impactful learning and development initiatives within their organizations. Each episode, we will dive into the strategies, tools, and insights that can help you sculpt the future of workplace learning. In this episode, we want to look at succession planning for the liquid workforce. In one of our first episodes in this series, we talked about the gap that is going to be created in just a few years. So right now, 25% of the workforce will be retirement age by 2030. So let this settle. If you've been in the HR world or maybe even learning development world for the last 10 years, this fact has been, the alarm bell's been ringing. We always keep kicking that can down the road because if you look at leadership development, what have we done, right? We've done succession planning, leadership development, and it's all very generic stuff. But if you imagine 25% of the workforce, just think about your company and where you work. If you're going to lose 25% of the people who have been there in their career the longest, what are you losing? I'm going to bet you're going to lose a lot that you don't realize. Certainly, that age group is typically your leaders, right? So you're going to be losing your leadership. You might even be losing your founder. You might even be losing the initial hire of a company, right? The group that made this whole thing what it is. So you'll lose the leadership, you'll lose vision, you'll lose approach. Certainly those things are documented, but a lot of that stuff is because of the individuals that are in that. So I say that to not say that it's a bad thing and it's ugly. I think as learning development, as a learning development professional, you're really excited about this. It's a huge opportunity for us to finally get a seat at the table. They need us. In order to fill this gap, organizations need to have a solid learning development department or function, strategy, whether it's an internal department or somebody like us who is helping fill that gap. So most people are ignoring the skill gap that is going to be there whenever that group leaves. And so I think that's an easy win, but I also don't think that should be the end all be all. So at Legacy Learning and Consulting, we offer custom solutions to really any learning development issue. And what we encourage is to have a holistic strategy. So I think you should do this in the organizations too. I don't think you should have a off-the-shelf type of a training strategy. You should look at where is our organization today? What are the skills that those individuals are doing? Again, leadership. Some of them are contributors. So what are the day-to-day, the functioning that they use, the tools that they use, the people they connect with, their networks? We've got to find all of those things and then start to build training to solve for that. So that's one thing that's coming, right? That's why we typically think about succession planning is when people retire. But the liquid workforce is actually contributing to the skill gap since people are leaving quickly, right? Who's going to fill these roles? Certainly, you could bring somebody outside. Certainly, you could change the trajectory of the organization. But if you're bringing 25% of your workforce, new ideas, new leadership, new employees, new tools, new strategies, new everything. 25% of the workforce is going to need to be replaced. Or, you know, certainly can make the argument AI is going to fill some of that gaps, which is cool. And that the point is, part of the strategy would be looking at what are some things we can do that with.
Looking to bring a real change to your team's learning and development? Then you need Legacy Learning Consulting. We're all about creating custom learning strategies that truly make a difference. Whether you're aiming to boost team performance or enhance leadership skills, we've got you covered. Dive into what we offer by visiting LegacyLearningConsultingLLC.com. Start crafting your team's legacy in learning with us today. That's LegacyLearningConsultingLLC.com. We can't wait to work with you. Schedule a time to discuss with Jason in the episode description below.
The liquid workforce is going to contribute. This gap is going to continue to get bigger and bigger. if we don't do something about it. And so how do we do that, right? So one of the things that I think is important, we've been talking about it in this series, is that employee retention and training should be focused on solving for this problem. That we know, not guessing, not maybe, we know is coming, and it's coming very fast, and it's already coming, right? It's already starting to impact organizations. We should be focused on those things. So how do we do it? So we already talked about onboarding, right? And so we do onboarding as with by year one, we want to start getting people into other things. That's the first step to succession planning. So when you finish your onboarding, you should be thinking about succession planning with individuals right then. The pathway could be adaptive, right? We could certainly go different directions. But you need to provide pathways to skill and leadership development, right? So that isn't just leadership development training or skill training. That is, hey, we know it's not part of your role right now, but maybe, you know, certainly pay might be an issue to this, but we're going to offer incentives if you want to go shadow the CEO or shadow the vice president or shadow this coworker or whatever. There's a lot of different things that we can do aside from just training opportunities, mentor situations, shadowing, cross, I don't really like the word cross training because that means like sitting in a training and learning something, but cross activities. So sharing workloads, maybe it's cross workload, I don't know what the right term for it is, but have people start doing the things that we know we're going to have gaps in, so that the people there can coach them and encourage them. And the one thing you got to watch out for is that, you know, so many people, if you ask them to do that, they're like, oh, you're trying to get rid of me. No, we just know you're going to leave at some point, right? So we've got to, the messaging is going to be important there in order to get the folks that are there now to provide that information. So when do we do that? As soon as you feel that somebody is at their capacity in their role, you should start that cross training. You should start that leadership development. You should start all that stuff. But again, please don't hear me saying it's just like your typical standard training where you're in a classroom or taking an e-learning module. It's certainly part of it. But if we want to fill this gap, we've got to create, just like we do with other things, a strategic training program. And then here's the kicker. You got to start having them do those things, right? Because you could do a training program, and even with all these different components, if they then just go back to their job and don't ever touch these things that you just spent 6 months, a year, whatever it is, helping them learn, by the time they need it, it's going to be like coming off the bench, right? They need to get warmed up, and they're going to have to remember those things. So that means that roles should start to shift, which certainly will involve HR and leadership. But that's how we do it. And I think training and development has a great opportunity to impact and solve for this organizational problem, making our seat at the table even stronger and making the learning and development feel better as we head our journey into making the organization better. Thank you for tuning in to the Learning Blueprint, Crafting Behavioral Change in LOD. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform and follow us on your preferred social media channels to continue the conversation and stay up to date on the latest trends, strategies, and success stories in L&D. Join us next time as we further explore the world of learning and development. Until then, keep forging pathways to meaningful behavioral change in your workplace. And don't hesitate to reach out via social media with your thoughts, questions, or topics you'd like to see us cover. Here's to shaping the future of your organization, one behavior at a time.